This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Republican Governors Chris Sununu and Phil Scott of Vermont today announced a joint plan to bring voluntary paid family medical leave to the two states. They chose to make the announcement at Schilling Brewery in Littleton, a company near the state border that employs residents of both New Hampshire and Vermont. Governor Sununu outlined the plan.
We're proposing creating a paid leave benefit for the 18,500 combined state employees administered through a private insurance carrier that would allow private sector employers and employees in both states the options of participating.
Governor Scott of Vermont said he believes the voluntary plan will make Vermont more attractive to workers as the state struggles with population growth.
If we're successful in each of our state legislatures, we can establish a model and standard for the rest of the country that meets the calls for greater work-life balance.
The measure would allow for 6 weeks of paid leave to care for a child or spouse with a serious medical condition, among other qualifying events. And one notable detail, Republican governors opposed legislative efforts in their states to introduce paid medical leave plans last year. Joining me now is Amanda Sears. She's director of the Campaign for a Family-Friendly Economy, which advocates for paid family and medical leave policies in the Granite State. Amanda, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
So broadly speaking, what did you make of the plan the governors unveiled today?
Well, we are really pleased that the debate has shifted from whether New Hampshire families need access to paid family and medical leave to how to ensure people can maintain their financial security when they need time out from work to care for themselves or a family member.
Mm-hmm. What were you particularly happy to hear about, if anything?
Well, at the same time that we're happy that the debate has shifted, we're really concerned about the proposal that we heard from Governor Sununu and the Vermont governor today. I think that this proposal falls really short of the mark in terms of having specifics for what it will mean for New Hampshire families. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And this announcement really raises more questions than it answers.
Well, can I stop you there and ask you a little bit about the specifics you would have liked to hear?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, it sounds like this proposal is built so that it uses state employees to underwrite family and medical leave premiums for private sector workers who would take up the program on a voluntary basis. Really, in all likelihood, that would lead to an expensive high-risk pool and do little to help families to balance their breadwinning responsibilities with caring for loved ones. There doesn't seem to be a legislative proposal that's accompanying this, where, you know, there were some things that the governor mentioned, like offering that everybody who took advantage of this benefit would be offered full job protection benefits. That would be an expansion on what's currently available to workers through the Federal Family Medical Leave Act and would be something that certainly would require legislation. But the legislative deadlines have just passed, and we haven't seen anything from the governor working with any legislators to put in a real proposal that actually activates some of the things he was talking about into real policy for New Hampshire families.
Can I ask you about the word you used? You mentioned underwrite, that the state employees would, in fact, underwrite the plans that would be provided on an optional basis to the private sector. It seems like rather than having public sector workers pay for private sector plans, which I would take to be the definition of underwrite, they're actually just increasing the economy of scale to allow the insurer to offer optional private plans in the first place. Is that how you understand it?
Yeah, the way I would describe it would be that I think that the governor is expecting that by putting in the state workforce of both of the states, that would be established enough stability of a risk pool to allow for a private market to appear that hasn't appeared so far in these or any other states. And so I think that when you have a risk pool of about 18,000 people, and then you have an entirely voluntary system where you would have people presumably who need the benefit opting into this program, I don't know that would be enough of a workforce to stabilize premiums so that they'd be affordable for families that would need to benefit from them.
Are you suggesting that any workable family and medical leave plan must be mandatory even for the private sector?
I think that there are a lot of successful models that are out there. And the models that are out there that have been modeled for New Hampshire, for instance, say that we could have an affordable, stable insurance program that does include all workers. And I think that the larger the pool, the more affordable it is and the more predictable for both our employers and employees. And so what I would like to see the governor do is to roll up his sleeves and to work with the bipartisan group of lawmakers who have been working toward a solution in New Hampshire and work to really implement this as real policy that can make a difference for New Hampshire families.
Amanda Sears is the director for the Campaign for a Family-Friendly Economy. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.